It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Oh, what a day. Yes, this is your Wednesday night conversation. We have a lot to talk about. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor, and I can't really see out of the, so if I disappear, it's because my bangs fell in my face. But I'm here. I'm here. And then over in the beautiful teal is Freddie Prinze Charming. I keep trying to look at details in his costume, see if I can steal that later.
Stop trying to steal my shirt.
I don't know if I can fit in your stuff. I've gained COVID weight.
I've gained COVID weight. I don't even fit in my stuff.
I got something that'll help you both.
Uh-oh. As long as it's legal.
At this point, I don't know. I don't even think it needs to be legal. Yeah. I'm not picking.
And then we have tonight joining us, we have Joan Bish.
Yes.
Of Bye Bish. I'm going to say it like that all night. Bye, mm-hmm. Bish. We'll have more details about what Joan is doing and how she's helping us tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. That came up real quick. The looks are deadly tonight. Is that good?
I guess that, well, yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing. We'll take it.
Beautiful. Okay. Okay. Oh. Huh. Albuquerque is celebrating the inauguration with fireworks. Not gunshots. To be confused. But let's get some housekeeping out of the way. I want to thank our 17 patrons. Allison, Best, and Brandon, Cassandra, one has one S and one has two S's. Casey Starr, Carrie, and Corey, Kim, Joan. Hi, Joan. Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Sassy C. Diaz, Shelly, and Sky. And I did put them in alphabetical order this week.
Good. I was concerned.
Special thanks to our friends and supporters, Cassandra with one S, Patricia Mason, and Sky for taking a deeper plunge on Patreon. This month, we are raising funds for our much needed equipment upgrades. Special thanks to Guido Martin, who donated. And we will be saying his name for the rest of 2021 because of his donation, as well as Jeremy Bright of Ripple Phoenix. You can donate at paypal.me/letshaveafifi, or you can participate in the auction thing we got going on tomorrow. We'll talk about here in a second. But yes. I have one more thing. And if you feel like that you want me to have your phone number, you trust me that much, you can text LA. You can get show announcements.
I don't even trust my phone number.
Shut up. You can text LA.
Got it.
Do you mind? LHAF to 602-730-7379. So far, five people have signed up. So somebody wants me to text them. So what'd you do this weekend, Freddie?
Actually, my weekend was fairly busy. Like it wasn't really supposed to be busy. It just sort of happened. So Saturday we got up, we went to the farmer's market like in the morning, and that trip resulted in five different types of bruschetta for lunch.
Oh,
we got some noble bread. We got some heirloom tomatoes and things. We went, then went to the store and grabbed some salmon and some cheeses and all sorts of fun stuff. And then Saturday evening, we did a socially distanced dinner outside around the fire pit with a couple of friends from Tucson. And I made Thai noodle soup, which was good. It was really yummy.
And I wasn't invited.
I wasn't either.
Okay, well, Joan lives closer, so next time I can invite Joan. But you'd have to start driving at like noon. Felicia.
That's fine. Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
I got it.
Sunday, we got up and we walked around the Japanese Friendship Garden.
Which I didn't know was still open.
Well, see, I'd never been, believe it or not. Like, I've been in Arizona for 20 years, and I've been in Phoenix since, like, 2008, and I've never been. I was thoroughly...
So all the shops are closed or open?
Closed. No? The tea house is closed. But I thought, like, from pictures and stuff that I'd seen at, like, some of the festivals and stuff, I thought it was bigger.
No,
I didn't realize that it's a fucking koi pond. Literally, that's all it is, a koi pond. I was like, oh, this is it? And you have to pay to be here?
Oh, you have to pay now? When I used to go, I didn't have to pay.
Yeah, apparently you have to buy tickets. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is...
To walk around that?
Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing. And they're all like, keep off the grass. So we couldn't even sit like on the grass. It was like a giant fucking koi pond. I was not impressed and really underwhelmed. And I was like, okay, well, cool. but then we actually walked from there down to Grand Avenue and got Novel ice cream, which is really yummy. Did a lot of walking, got my steps in. So Monday, I actually had off for the first time ever because CVS this year decided that MLK Day was going to be a company holiday. So it's officially a company holiday now, which is kind of cool. Yay, progress. So I actually got Monday off. And we were lazy for most of the day. And then we drove out to Lake Pleasant, where a couple of friends had their RV. And we had a outdoor, socially distant dinner with them. And I got some really pretty pictures. But
he did.
Yeah. And then I worked yesterday, and I'm off actually from today until Friday because my work, don't even ask. It wasn't even voluntary. It just... But it's weird. But I got up to go to Joshua Tree this morning so that I could go and go hang out with my peeps and do some volunteering and say hi to people. And I get in my car and it's click, 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 click. I'm like, fuck.
Oh.
So luckily my lady friend lives 6 minutes away. So I called her and I was like, hey, you want to come jump me? Like, really?
Actually jump me. Like how what?
So she came, jumped me. I got to Joshua Tree and, you know, spent the afternoon, the morning there, and then spent the afternoon trying to get my fucking battery replaced. I hate batteries. It's stupid. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's funny. Scott had the same problem this week.
I mean, my battery lasted over 4 years. So I'm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm not mad.
Yeah, that's impressive for Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely not mad about it. Definitely not mad about it. So, I mean, it was time. So, yeah. How was your weekend, Felicia?
I wasn't invited to have any of the cuisine or go to Lake Pleasant. I didn't go to the Friendship. I would not pay to get into the Friendship Garden.
Well, now that I know that I have to pay, I'm going to be like...
I've taken photos there before, and I'm not paying to... I'll just make the person pay. But I got to spend a lot of time alone, if that, in a good way, Scott and the girls went and did stuff this weekend. They went to the dog park and did all kinds of things. But I opted to stay home and kind of organize my thoughts and, you know, take a bubble bath, you know. You know. At least once a weekend, I do that now. So, I mean, being able to do it all 3 days was fine.
I'm going to start doing that more often because now I can actually move Wick out of my room and he can be out with the other cats now.
Oh, did you name the cat?
Yes.
What'd you name him?
Wick.
Oh. Did we?
I'm going with the theme, okay?
I understand.
Not that I'm going to keep him.
Uh-huh. We'll talk about it like 2 years from now when you still have him.
Yeah.
You're right, D. He doesn't call anyone.
It's an expression.
What about you, Joan? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, this was my my last weekend before I went back to work. So I walked a lot. I finally got my my 7 mile single stretch walk in because I was trying to work up to being able to do that. I know,
I can't
7 miles
walk to the fridge.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yep. So I did that, and then the rest of the time was just working on getting the jewelry and things like that, you know, updated and cleaned up and ready to go, because this week was an important week on many, many different levels. So
I'm very
excited. I'm very excited for everybody. I mean, everybody everywhere. So
all the things,
all the reasons. So it was good. Yes. It was a good, nice, warm weekend. Beautiful, you know?
Yeah. I was not happy about that. No.
Why?
Fucking January. Why? I would like it nice and chilly so that I can wear, like, I look really cute in like fall and winter clothes.
We had that. That was tonight. Chilly.
Oh my gosh, the comments are going crazy that you're keeping this cat.
I'm just ignoring them.
You named him. You named him.
Well, even
yours.
If as a foster, he would have to be named. So
Wick.
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. a town in Scotland.
I understand that. I was here.
I'm just saying. So my tip this evening isn't really a tip. I thought, because this has been sort of a crazy week, it's been a crazy couple weeks just in general with all the things that are going on, all the things that are happening, I thought we could just sort of do like a quick sort of mental health check-in. How's everybody doing? You know, I don't know about you guys, but like I didn't get to watch the full inauguration live as it was happening because I was at Joshua Tree. So I actually just rewatched it in its entirety while I was putting my face on. But
how did you not cry?
Oh, I had already cried earlier in the day, so I was good.
Oh.
But I got to see like little bits and pieces of things while I was at Joshua Tree throughout the morning. But
mm-hmm.
it was like as soon as it started happening, as soon as like Harris was sworn in, it literally felt like a giant fucking tumor that had been on my back for 4 fucking years was finally removed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you see those like medical shows and like they take this tumor that's like the size of a basketball court out of some guy's like stomach, like that's what it felt like. And like we were ugly crying at Joshua Tree. Like we were, you know, we were just like, oh my God. Cause as soon as Biden was sworn in, then fight song came on the radio and we're like, oh my God. So we were just like I'm totally getting teary eyed right now thinking about it. It was just like, fuck. Like we actually have somebody now that we can call president and not feel gross whenever we hear it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's for me, it was like tears of relief, like getting out of an abusive relationship. Like,
that, oh, absolutely.
That realization mm-hmm. when, mm-hmm. you know, and I think anybody that's been in an abusive relationship, particularly one that's been long term, that sense of relief when you finally are able to, you know, you're finally able to get out, you're finally on your own, you finally have that freedom that you didn't have before, that immense weight that's off your shoulders, that ability to just breathe and just cry. And like, that's what it fucking felt like. It was crazy. And, you know, by no means do I think that everything's just going to be all fine and dandy. That's not how it's going to work.
Oh, well, and Joe Biden said that. So
right.
He knows. He
acknowledged this shit, which is more than.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but it's going to be kind of an emotional roller coaster for everybody for at least a little while, because, you know, we're going to see things starting to happen. We're going to see plans actually being laid out and put into action. We're going to see people that are trying to do the right thing. And, you know.
Hello.
For a lot of us, sort of one of these things where we're super happy about the things that are happening, but then we think about the last 4 years and it's just going to be lots of ups and downs and craziness and things. And, you know, check on your friends. Just be like, hey, how you doing? Because while this is still like, wow, this is great, there's still a fucking pandemic happening.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's still healthcare that are still, you know, putting their lives on the line every fucking day. There's still teachers out there that are now putting their fucking lives on the line every fucking day for this shit.
And so, school staff.
Right. You know, so it's like, while there are good things happening, there's still things that aren't so good. And it's just going to be this kind of this up and down and backwards and forwards kind of thing. And so it's like, oh, deep breaths, check on your friends. You know, and practice self-care. Are you practicing self-care? Joan, what do you do for self-care? What is your, like, what do you do?
So I have a couple of different things that I do, because it's taken me a long time to get to the mm-hmm. to the point of being able to, number one, recognize that I need to do self-care, and understanding where that line is. So those walks that I take, that's one of the big ones. It's a chance for me. Sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, or sometimes I'll listen to music, or sometimes I'll just listen to my feet crunching on the gravel. And that's kind of how I reconnect and recenter. But it helps me in return. So I get that back. The other way for self-care for me is giving into that creative side. In whatever way it is, there's magic that happens when you do something creative, whether it's mm-hmm. making jewelry or painting a picture or, you know, crocheting a hat, or, you know, whatever, any of the millions of different skills that we all have or that we don't realize that we have until we go out and try it. Freddie, I think that you have like a real passion for food photography, and I will tell you that
the photography, it's more the food. I just happen to take pictures of it after the fact so that I can rub it in Felicia's nose.
It is, but there's the lighting and the angle and there's real artistry in that. And the way that that's interpreted is soothing and calming to other people too. So, you know, being able to do those things and then share them with other people is, I mean, to me, it's profound in the ways that we can connect with people, mm-hmm. just doing those little things. So I like to walk and I like to make things and I like to help people, and giving back makes me feel good about myself in a weird way. So,
no, absolutely. Cause it's,
you know,
for me, like, there are things that I do like to give back and stuff, and I don't always like post about them. I don't always talk about them. I just do them.
Do them.
It's not about
the
pats on the back that I get from other people. It's because, you know what? This feels good.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. doing something good, and it helps more people than just like me. It helps, you know? So no, I totally get that. I absolutely get that. Totally get that.
That's what I like to
Felicia,
do.
What have you been doing for like self-care besides your multitude of baths? What else?
So I have been going on walk, not 7 mile walks, mind you. But 7 miles.
I don't even
know if I can get that far. I might have to call an ambulance by the time I get there. But
Uber, get home.
I don't want the same driver though.
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So I love the satisfaction of being able to give back, and we've done that for nearly, gosh, how long have we been doing this? Nearly a decade. But during the pandemic, it was very refreshing to find out that people were still willing to contribute and help organizations, especially Black-led organizations, over the course of almost a year now. And with that, I don't get anything from it. I don't, I mean, sometimes they ask you if you want like a t-shirt or something, maybe I'll get that, but I don't really do it for that. I do it because our community needs it. And it is very satisfying to do things for other people and to serve other people. It's just a very good feeling. But other things that I do for self-care are making sure that I check in with myself, because I've gone on a very well, you've been through it hectic mental health journey. Some of it, I was telling somebody the other day, a lot of my mental health journey was canceling that self-loathing that is possibly built in by decades of being told not being told that you're not good enough, but you know, like there's certain things that happen to me. I've talked about it before, like verbal abuse, that you basically have to unwind that little tight wind. There's so many things that when the inauguration was going on this morning, that I felt like I was unwinding from, and I write, and sometimes I get a feeling and sometimes they become blogs, but I write poetry. I have notebooks of poetry. And just letting go in some form or fashion is, even doing makeup, just sit there alone and do things, and sometimes they look good, sometimes they don't, but
you never know until you try, though.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, hopefully, everybody that's watching, you know, just don't put any pressure on yourself to, you know, you have to feel a certain way, or you have to, you know, because this is this way, you have to now be happy all the time because of this, that, or the other. Like, that's not, don't put that on yourself, because it's not necessary. There are good things that are going to be coming. There's going to be some things that are coming that we're going to be like, really, what the fuck? Like,
I mean, he's not going to be
perfect. We're still talking about politicians here. Like, we're still talking about politicians. So just keep that in mind. There's been some amazing steps. There's been, you know, some lots of groundbreaking things that have happened. And there will be, you know, things that continue to happen, but there will also be things that aren't going to be so great. But just, you know, keep checking in on your friends. Keep checking in on your family. Keep checking in on the people that, you know, really that you have that connection with, that you know that you can just be like, hey, just checking in. You doing okay? Cool. Okay, you know. And sometimes that's all it takes. You don't have to have a massive conversation. It doesn't have to be crazy deep. It doesn't have to be whatever. It can just be like, hey, doing all right? Cool. Okay. I'm out. You know, that's something. That's
mm-hmm.
all, you know?
Or after Joan had her surgery, I was like, I got to check on her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was incredibly touched. I had a lot of people that reached out and you know, sent food orders and sent packages and, you know, things to keep me occupied and busy and books and, you know, just it was almost overwhelming sometimes because you don't expect those things, you know, and I don't really make my medical journey much of a secret because there's so many people struggling with unknown questions and you know, unknown answers to questions they don't even know what to ask. They just know that something's not right. And sometimes just opening up and sharing experiences can help lead somebody in the right path. And you never know. You never know what's going to make a difference. But I was very touched and surprised too, because I mean, even you guys reaching out, I'm just like, they're talking to me.
We're people.
I felt special.
Let's see. Yeah. I mean, it's slow news day today, y'all. Not a lot happening.
What is even today? Anyway. Before the inauguration, yesterday, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris went and paid their respects to those that lost their lives. Now over 400,000 lost their lives to COVID.
No, are we still calling it the China virus? That's what Trump said.
Oh, shut up. oh, my God.
Ugh. Yeah.
Speaking of the nasty orange, he was too occupied with his farewell speech where he talked about how he achieved things that I haven't been able to find the facts for. But
he was like already taking credit for things that were going to happen in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, called it the China virus.
I'm not going to play that speech. Yeah. We listened to it before we went on air, but
yeah,
I'm not going to play that for you because I don't think this man deserves it.
No.
He did issue more than 100 pardons,
including fucking Joe Exotic, if you can believe that shit. Like, really? Mm-hmm. Tiger King, that was your crown. Okay. And of course, Steve Bannon. Got to make sure we pardon him.
But didn't include his family. So I'm interested to see as those lawmakers in New York City and some in other various parts of the country prepare their legal documents, including I would like somebody to investigate the $750 Donald Trump spent within like a 10-year span, if that's correct.
Right.
And before leaving office, the Secretary of State, the former Secretary of State, I don't even know how to say his last name. I just know he's a trip ass. Pompeo. He said he's tired of the multiculturalism, the wokeness, and other isms. I can't make this up. It was on his Twitter, and I sent it to Freddie, and I was like, what is this shit? What? Our country is founded on multiculturalism.
Right.
But go ahead and push that white nationalist agenda and you go ahead and see how far it gets you, because I believe as far as today went, I saw a lot of thank you POC for voting. And that to me is those people that are the most aware, because
I saw a lot of multiculturalism just in general today. Like,
yes. So let's go into it. The inauguration, it was beautiful. It wasn't much attended. I know that that's going to, whenever douchebag gets his Twitter back or whatever social media he happens to be on, he's going to say, look at how many people were there. It was a safe environment. People were very distant unless they knew each other, like a couple. And it was beautiful from beginning to end. we had just so many people. They looked great. Michelle Obama. I'm gonna stop this for a minute. Michelle Obama had her hair laid. Her body just in that burgundy, just, it was like just wrapped on her body. Like, oh, she just came through with such class. And it's still evident that they are still deep in our hearts and that we miss them so much. Mm-hmm. So, and I did realize that something happened where they kind of took place of Donald Trump doing the exchange kind of thing. But, you know, I enjoyed seeing them and, you know, the humorous jokes about when Obama sung Amazing Grace after Garth Brooks sung it. yes. So
I wasn't impressed with Garth Brooks. And I'm a country guy.
But I think
I wasn't either.
Asshole, so I don't yeah. care for him as a person, and that really comes across as who he is as like.
Well, I followed him more on the pop rag sort of thing where he used to abuse women and be a womanizer, but he seems like he's come around. But my complaint
that's
about
Trisha.
my. Thing about that is that he is more of a singer that needs accompaniment.
Yeah, he tried to do it a cappella and it was sort of like
And like he was shouting out like he was like accompanied.
It was pitchy.
And I was like, this would have been a lot better had we gotten like a gospel singer who could actually sing a cappella. Mm-hmm. So you know
he hasn't changed. He's still a fucking douchebag, because if you watch him, he goes around, he shakes everybody's hand, whatever, and Harris is literally sitting there with her hand out and he like, oh wait, let me go shake her hand too. So you're gonna shake everybody's hand, all the men, and then be like, oh wait,
I told you he's a womanizer.
That's because he doesn't give a shit about women.
Lady Gaga looked amazing. I loved the
I didn't care for the top. I really didn't.
I love the bird. That's. I think it was more of
for a Hunger Games motif. Like, what is happening? Like,
it was a symbol of peace. Oh my god! But you're not the only one. Twitter blew up with that. It was like, I volunteer as tribute. but she sung beautifully.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
Yeah. And then what happened after that? Harris looked so beautiful. So many firsts that happened. And Justice, how do you say her last name? I'm going to mess that up. I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, shit.
The first Latina.
Yes, on the category, yes.
Yes, and she was beautiful and did that wonderfully. But Joe did good. Yeah, that was great. But what was even better was that near the end, we had this young, bright
22-year-old Harvard graduate.
Yeah.
And our very first poet laureate.
Yes. And she read her poem. What is it called? When I Climb or When We Climb or
something like that. But
it just basically so I read some stories or articles about how she was coming up with this, and she basically posted on social media a couple weeks ago that she was stuck, and I think and I don't mean to make this sound like it's a good thing, but I think the trauma of last week and weeks before set into it gave her a full motivation, because the lines that she wrote were like velvet and just spoke. And I was talking to somebody earlier. It just felt like somebody was reaching out and giving a hug and saying, I am with you. And, you know who I forgot? I forgot Jennifer Lopez, but She ain't nobody. I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my God. Land, really? We're going to sing. Okay.
Her performance was, so I felt like some of the performances were like, fuck yous to Donald Trump.
Right.
So especially that one when she starts talking in Spanish and right. saying that this land is for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's what she says in Spanish. And so I, the whole thing was like, fuck you, we're moving on. Mm-hmm. but it was beautiful. The Reverend at the end closing it out. And just beautiful, just beautiful.
If I were to ever become president, just so you know, I would have like, you know, they have like the prayer at the beginning and then they have the benediction.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally get a Sister Perpetual Indulgence to do that for me. I'd be like, you know what? Hey, Navajo, come on. I would like, cause you know, yeah.
That's what it was called. The hill
I would totally have a Sister Perpetual Indulgence do that because religious blah blah, I don't care. Like, you know, make something
that would be awesome.
Right.
Can I just say though that one of the best parts, because that poem, there were so many just wonderful nuggets in there. But the things that made me feel the most connected, those little aha moments, and this is gonna sound so terrible, were the Hamilton references. Did anybody else catch them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It was like a brief moment of being able to take this amazing thing that happened that references the past and all these things in the past and tie it to the future. And I just got goosebumps every time there was that amazing little connection.
Yeah,
I'm getting goosebumps just talking
about
it.
There were just so many little things. And like when Biden spoke, he was able to basically throw... like he was able to throw digs at Trump without throwing digs at Trump. Like he was able to say, you know, power or lies that were used. What was it?
Yeah. Lies that were used to gain power or something like that.
Like power and profit.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was lies used to gain power and profit. And, but if it were Trump, he would have been like, no.
No, it would have turned into a me show. It would have been like, right. Well, look what I did. Right. Look what I'm going to do.
And look what these horrible people did. But Biden was able to say, you know what? We're not blind to what happened. We've seen what happened. We saw what happened. We all know what happened. But we're going to try and fix it.
Right.
And I think he is one of... the first to say that we're going to battle systemic racism.
Yep.
And other phobias. And I believe that Trump America didn't like that, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't wait to see what happens and what we have to look forward to, because he fully acknowledges this is not going to be perfect. This is going to be a bumpy motherfucking road. Put your seatbelt on. Let's go. And he said, "I'm. There may be some things we don't agree on, but let's make decisions together." That is something we've been waiting for the last 4 years. Maybe if Trump got off his high horse, he would have come down and seen that this is not what we need and that we needed to work together, but he never did. He was more about his ego.
Being purposefully divisive. Like that's what he wanted. Yeah. But all of, you know, we've got new cabinet members being sworn in. Our new senators were sworn in Georgia. So yes, thank God. That now that we've got control of all the things, I hope there's not a lot of cock blocking that happens. We can actually get things moving. And Biden actually appointed Dr. Rachel Levine, who is a trans woman, to be the assistant health secretary. This is huge. This is massive. Like, she's not the first trans person to be in government, but
correct
in that capacity.
Is she the first national?
I believe so. for, you know, the fact that trans people are, we're always battling when it comes to healthcare and things like this. I am hoping, my God, I am hoping that this could be a step in the right direction when it comes to trans healthcare and what is and is not covered and what is and is not available and the stigma that comes behind a lot of the trans healthcare. So I'm hoping that this is like a step in the right direction and it won't be such this weird anomaly like, oh, you're trans. Like, no, just fucking, just, we're not new, okay? Just fucking deal with it. Like, so yeah, that's, I'm super excited about that. Super excited about that.
I was too. I had to, you were the first person I text. I was like, oh my God. But let's see. Just before we went on, I read that President Joe Biden signed an executive order prohibiting workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, which in turn is reversing what the previous administration had reversed. So now
he's
we're
putting it back where it was, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And basically treating us like humans. And it was okay. I'm here. I'm ready for the books.
I still can't believe that we have to have these conversations. I still can't believe that it is 2021 now. And not only, it's not just that these are things that we have to be concerned with, but that these are conversations that I still have to have with people to say, you don't understand what it's like to worry about losing your job because you are breathing.
Yeah, you're right. Because you exist, you are
because you're right. How dare you? How dare you be alive? The thing is people don't understand and they say, oh no, that can't happen. I promise you that it can and it does.
Absolutely.
It does. And this little protection, it's a step in the right direction. Does it fix everything or anything? No. Is it a start? Yes. But there's so much more that has to happen. It's a piece of paper is just a piece of paper. It's just a starting point, you know? So it's just, there's lots of conversations that have to happen. And it has to be all the conversations. And it has to be with all the people. All the people that are mad that Biden won. All the people that are happy that Biden won. Because if you think for 1 second that everything is just going to be hunky-dory tomorrow or the next month or 2 years from now, then you're still asleep. So
wake on up, honey.
We can help you wake up. I mean, I don't have any problems with that, but you know, when I splash some cold water on you, I'm gonna jump across the room.
That's why, like, that's one of the reasons why, and this is something I always say, this is why I don't live stealth. Like, this is because for the people that either have to feel that they have to live stealth or whatever, there needs to be people out there that can continue to fight and be like, no, look, I'm going to put a face to the people that you're actually discriminating against.
Yeah.
Like, you think you've never met a trans person? Surprise. How you doing? Good to meet you. You know what I mean? Those things need to continue to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, believe, we're still put in the, right.
Believe it or not, there are still people. I almost said something I can't legally say, but there are still people that believe that their world is the only world, and that they refuse to learn about, you know, what we talk about so much on this show. And I just want to charge everyone with, if you can educate, because the last 4 years have been just such argumentative. You are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. What I'd like to charge us with is the fact that we can educate and not necessarily bring people back onto the other side, because, you know, they may say, oh, I agree with you, and then go home and light a torch and set somebody's backyard on fire. But I think that there are some people that, and we experienced this heavy when Black Lives Matter happened. There are many people that are the way they are because they hear what they hear where they are. Does that make sense? They're trapped in a bubble, but then when they get online, they're outside that bubble, but they just chat it up like, this is what's happening in my bubble. And you're like, sorry, my bubble is huge and it has all kinds of people in it. It has all kinds of genders in it. It has, the spectrum is wide. And I blame our education. We've been taught from the beginning that there's this and there's that. There's one way to life. There's a 9-to-5. There's this, there's that. And a lot of us are struggling big time because we're programmed. We have to unlearn all this bullshit. Like this summer, Lord have mercy, did I ever learn about Black history? And did I feel like I was shortchanged? I still feel that way. So just so many things. As Biden is putting things in order, and if y'all have not read what his 100-day plan is, I encourage you to do so. And if something hits you strongly and you agree with it, I need you to write your Congress, your Senate, your legislation to do something about it, because there are still, they didn't go away. They right. did not go away. Right. The extreme, whatever, I don't want to call it a direction because I don't think it's the extreme right. I think it's the extreme ignorance. White nationalists want, they don't want this country to become what it was intended for.
They don't want the multiculturalism.
No. So what Pompey or whatever the fuck his name is said was the thoughts of many Americans. And I kid you not, you read that shit on Twitter and you see people going right on and you're like, huh. And then you realize that some of those people live in Phoenix and you go, huh, you're in my fucking backyard. Huh.
Yup.
Or you realize that you work with some of these people. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Right. So I think we need to skip ahead to our guests because we're starting to run
a little bit short. Sorry, I ranted.
We should skip ahead and chat with our guests. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Joan, so we met Joan... Fuck, how many years ago was it now? 4 years ago?
Four years ago. Yeah, almost four.
When Felicia and I were doing bingo at the Cash. Joan was one of our regulars, and I feel personally responsible for, like, her, like, meeting, like, her, like, besties and stuff there. Like, I introduced her to my friend Leanne, who I'd known for, like, a decade. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think when Leanne came to bingo, I said, here, go sit with these people.
No, there's a story there.
Uh-oh. Oh, I need to hear this. I don't think I've heard this.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. So you did do that. That did happen. But that happened on a weekend when I was out of town.
Oh.
And then when I came back, I was replaced. And so
there
was about a week.
Oh, my God.
I don't like her at all.
That's funny.
She stole all my friends. And then I started talking to her and realized that, okay, well, she's cool. I can see. Okay. And then that's how friendships blossom. But right. I do want to point out that there's something important about that moment where you can take a moment where you feel upset or angry mm-hmm. about a situation, and you can make a choice, and you can either choose to accept that this is a change that could be a positive and a good thing if you just give it an opportunity, or you can continue feeling hatred and be mad about it and then lose out on something that could be really great. And I'm really glad because I love my friends and I'm very particular about my friendships and who I let into my bubble. And so I was a little territorial.
and a little.
I'm very grateful that it was reciprocated and we had the opportunity to blossom and grow this friendship. And I mean, just what a wonderful thing. I mean, same thing with both of you. I mean, I used to do drag and it was great, but it was way, way, way in my past. And kind of coming back into it and being reintroduced into that was kind of like coming back to an old friendship, but seeing how much things had changed and things are so very different. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm glad that I kept coming back to Bingo and, you know, meeting new people and learning new experiences, because you guys helped broaden my bubble far more than it ever was.
See,
you know?
This is what we do. We bring people together. We bring people yep. and cats together. We'd like, this is what we do. This is
yep.
So that's
I like
how
you got so mellow.
This is what we do.
So that's how we met Joan. That's how we got connected with Joan.
Bingo.
But so right. So tell us a little bit sort of about you, you know, how you started kind of get into what you're doing now. Like what how did you start? Because you do a lot of stuff. Like you do stuff.
I do. I am the kind of person where I really enjoy trying new things, success or failure. I really don't like failure, so I'm a little bit kind of like, well, I'm just gonna keep trying till I get it right.
She's a perfectionist.
I'm a little bit. I'm sure that I drive people nuts. I know I do with my work people, because I'm very particular about the things that I do there. But I'm learning to accept the gray area. but when I moved down to Arizona, I had free time, and I forgot growing up. I grew up on the East Coast and in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and it's beautiful in Maryland and Ooh. Crystal rocks. And, you know, I forgot how much I loved all of that stuff. I spent my middle years in the Midwest, and there's like corn and cows
and hot guys.
And not a lot of rocks, but there actually are. I didn't realize.
Because you don't see them
hot
right
guys
away.
Or rocks.
You don't see them past all the corn and the cows that are, you know.
I'm laughing because right now in my earbuds, you guys all just sound like little me.
You're welcome.
I wonder if my speakers are dying.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Your headphones are dying. That's fine. So you're a rock hound, and you also make jewelry out of the rocks that you find, and you also do fun things with wood.
Oh.
I'm having Hello. Technical difficulties.
You are having, oh, Uh-oh. Shit. Oh, my God. So, all right. Well, then I'll talk about Joan. So.
What part are you going to talk about?
I don't know. So she's a rock hound. I don't know for those. Because basically, she just goes out and digs in the dirt and finds cool rocks and shit, and then does cool shit with the rocks. But like, pretty much, I think most of the jewelry. Okay, are you good?
I'm back. Yeah. Yep. I don't know what happened with my devices. It just
Excellent.
That was crazy. Sorry.
Well, then you can keep talking about
where are we at?
That you're a rock hound and stuff, because I was just gonna make shit up.
Yeah. So when I moved out here, you know, just the beautiful landscape and things like that. It started with just learning about what rocks were in the area, and then that's how I met some of the best people that I've ever met, like Juling. I met her through one of my rock hound groups, and yeah, yep, we met through I think Arizona Rock Hounds. We went out to Saddle Mountain, and we were looking for fire agate, and I met my buddy Bob and Dexter and Mason and all these amazing, wonderful people. And I've said it before, I'll say it again till the day I die. Rock hounds are some of the the most generous and amazing people. I don't know why, but they really, really are. And so, you know, Julang, I went rock hounding with her, and then I kind of brought her into the cash.
Dragged her to bingo, basically, is what happened.
Yep. She had a Thursday night free one night, and, you know, there was darts and drinks, so, you know. And then it just became a weekly thing, and it was fine. But so when you start going out and finding all these beautiful rocks, the very next thing, I mean, I have rocks everywhere. Well, what am I going to do with these rocks? Mm-hmm. So then that thought process led to, well, I want to make jewelry out of these rocks because they're pretty and I like them. And but then I was kind of faced with that whole, how does one do this? So, I mean, any kind of lapidary machinery is, you know, $15,000 to $2,000 just for the one piece of machinery. So I went to my good old buddy YouTube and started watching videos on how to basically, you know, do things, create, you know, lapidary machinery using hand tools. So I got a variable speed hand sander and some diamond wet polishing pads. It was like $60 total. And I started, you know, shaping and polishing jewelry and I mean getting it to a high mirror shine.
Yeah, you do.
So it started with that. And then from there it slowly everything just kept progressing. And I went to, you know, okay, I went from drilling holes in the rocks to just put like a, you know, jump ring in so that people could wear it to, well, how can I make this look prettier? How can I make it look more professional? So then I thought, well, I can do wire wrapping. So then I started watching some tutorials and ordered some copper and started doing some wire wrapping. And I thought, well, this is nice, but it's hard on my hands. I have my own host of medical problems. And it was difficult. It was pretty and I liked it, but it really wasn't what I was after. What I was after was, how can I make silver jewelry? Mm. And then the pandemic hit. And so it started with how do you learn silversmithing in your backyard? Like, how do you do it in your patio? And there are so many wonderful YouTube tutorials that will tell you this is the equipment that you need and you can get it however you want to get it. You can pay for the top dollar stuff. You can, you know, get it in trade, but this is roundabout what you need. And then these are the techniques and the way that I do it. And if you can improve on it, great. And if this works for you, great. Mm-hmm. So I made my very first set of rings on my patio.
Oh, really?
Using just a little, what are they called? Just a little torch, little butane torch. And so all of my jewelry now is just made with, you know, stuff that I've either gotten from Harbor Freight. There's been a little couple pieces of different jewelry and things like that I've picked up here or there. And it's all just been hours and hours and hours. I mean, we're talking hundreds of hours of videos.
Jeez.
To watch and learn and then watch the same things over and over again, because the first four times you do it, you missed one little part and it destroyed everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you do wood burning now too, right?
I do.
Show
I do.
Paddle.
So,
I mean, redboard. Look at that paddle board.
I like that one.
So this particular one here actually glows in the dark.
Ooh.
So this is Lichtenberg wood burning, and it glows green. I have this on my Facebook page. If you go to my wood art, you can see what it looks like in the dark. But yeah, I have a couple different pieces like that, and then I've got my other one like this.
Those are fantastic paddles.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
so I will tell you. My buddy Kyle, who's an electrician, is the one who very smartly just kind of stood there while we did it so that he wouldn't take any responsibility for building the machine. So I built the machine and then I again, watched a bunch of YouTube videos and made the machine safer. It is dangerous, and I wouldn't ever recommend that anybody else go out and do it, because there's a certain amount of danger to doing these. But if done properly and done correctly, you can limit a lot of the risk, and you can really come up with some just amazing.
There's really a lot of excitement around this paddle.
Breadboard. Yeah.
Paddle. It's just amazing.
So, I'm just going with paddle, just so you know. Yeah, you now make paddles.
Yeah. Well, and so then, so I have these, and I have coasters. The coasters are probably one of the more fun ones that I like to do, and I fill them with different types of epoxy and resin. I did for Christmas, because I like to give the things that I experiment and make, I like to create and then give away for Christmas, because if it fails, at least I tried. It doesn't fail, guys. So I did glow in the dark Lichtenberg picture frames.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So everybody got picture frames 1 year for Christmas, two Christmases ago. Yeah. So that's fun stuff, but really it's the jewelry that everybody's excited about.
I think that's what everybody's waiting to hear about, the jewelry. Everybody's waiting to hear about the auction. Everybody. So yes.
So I have one question. All the jewelry has all the rocks that you found.
I would say 80%. There are a couple, like the palm root jasper, that's Indonesian palm root jasper. That's not around here.
Most of it,
yes, absolutely, most of it is stuff that like the Four Peaks amethyst, I took a helicopter to the mine and went into the mine and chiseled stuff out of the Four Peaks amethyst mine.
No way.
So a lot of these pieces have stories. I mean, the crystal pendants from the Huachuca Mountains, like that guy there, bam. You know, this all comes from nature. The only thing that I did was put the solder on and put the ring on, but I didn't shape that. Nature did that.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You know, those are things like that. And then the azurite. I wish I had taken videos. A lot of people have had the opportunity to go rock hounding with me, so they kind of have an understanding of the physicality that's involved in a lot of the locations that we go to. A lot of the places can be dangerous. Certainly not for the faint of heart or anybody that has underlying medical conditions that could potentially put you at risk. So things like the azurite, I mean, I have a very limited stock on that, and it's very physically hard to get to, but it's so beautiful and it's so amazing. And it just pairs so well. So I made myself a ring.
Oh, wow.
So this is, this site is Kingman Turquoise, and then that site, this is the azurite, the dark blue.
That is so pretty.
Yeah. And then I've got some copper inlay there, just because I wanted to try something different and something new, and you never know till you try.
People are excited about jewelry time. So we both were overly excited and grateful when you said that you would auction your jewelry off. I would say that I get excited when I see you take pictures of the natural rock, and then when, like, maybe a couple weeks later, you're like, this is what it turned into. So it is just miraculous. Can I say that about what you do with it? Because Lord knows, if that was for me, I would have been like, I don't know what to do with this shit.
It starts with an idea, though, right? I mean, so this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but everything is all energy, right? We're all beings of energy. We're all related. We all share the same atoms and the same makeup, and the same is true of every single thing around us. So when I go out, and anybody that's ever gone crystal collecting with me knows that I can spot a crystal, like, I mean, I see like the teeny tiniest little speck of something and I'm like, there's a crystal. And people are just like, I don't know how you did it. And I swear it's because I heard it or I felt it or there was something that said, here I am, come find me. The same is true of the jewelry, the different shapes, the what it ends up becoming, the way that it's wrapped, the way that it's, you know, the final presentation, all of that, they're all just like little ideas that flit in. And then it's that moment of being able to breathe when you're like, oh, right, it's right. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is with the jewelry. That's how it is when things are right in the universe. That's what it is. It's that moment of, yeah, we're good.
That's awesome.
And that's what happens there. So,
so for the jewelry that's going to go on auction tomorrow morning, you guys,
9 a.m.
like, y'all, it's not just a piece of rock. Like, there's more to it. There's, you know, it's not just a polished rock.
Here's a couple.
Like, look, oh my God, they're so pretty.
Yep.
So pretty.
And then, there's a story behind all of them. I mean, each one, and I'm happy to share the story with anybody who wants to hear the story, you know,
yeah, look at that.
Whatever piece they end up with, you know?
Right. If you guys end up with a piece, whoever's going to be bidding on pieces tomorrow. And
I was just going to say that. Uh-huh.
If you win one of the pieces, hit Joan up, ask her for the story that goes with that piece. Cause it'll make the piece all that more interesting and all that more special and all that more cool. Like, honestly, like, just cool. Like,
yeah. Odds are if it's a piece that I, went out and rock hounded myself, I have that original picture of what I found before I transformed it. So
and that's the thrill of it. That's the, that's so amazing. Dee says that she loves the necklace by Joan and wears it daily.
Yes, she does.
You better.
That one was interesting because when you asked me and I said, oh, well, I have, you know, here's the stones that I have that are ready for whatever kind of setting. I had no idea how that was going to turn out. And it was one of those things where I couldn't wait to send you a picture. As soon as it was set, I was like, oh, this is it. This is
it was
exactly
perfect.
What it needed to be.
Perfect. Yeah. It's a really, really pretty piece. Like, it really is. So no, I was very excited to be able to gift that to somebody.
Yeah. For Christmas. Other people were mad.
Tough shit. Snooze, you lose. Get in.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about the auction tomorrow.
Yes. So the auction at 9 a.m. So essentially what's going to happen is I'm going to go through and delete any of the comments that are in there because I don't want anybody getting confused or crazy or anything. But 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Phoenix, Arizona. So anybody that's on the East Coast or Canada or wherever you happen to be, keep in mind that it's Phoenix. You guys can start bidding, and each picture has the starting bid price. And I will say, if it's one of the rings, it is noted that the rings, they're not adjustable. That's why I put the picture of the ring on the actual ring sizer, so you can see what the actual size is. Because of the nature of these types of rings, they cannot be resized. Sorry about your bad luck if it's not your size, but maybe it'll make a good gift for somebody else. You know, Christmas is only 11 months away. So there's that. It starts with the initial. So whoever just wants to put whatever, it's got to be at least the starting bid price. So you just put, you know, if the starting bid is 25 and you type in 25, then that's it. You're now the highest bidder. Bid goes up by $1. Let's keep it even because it just gets confusing and nobody needs 99 comments of one penny.
Oh, God, no. Screw that.
No, let's not do that. So, We're happy to do 99 comments of $1 though. I mean,
that, I'd be fine with that.
Just saying.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah. So no limit though to what you can increase it. If you want to jump at 5, 10, 15, if it's a piece that you really, really want. And I will tell you that the Four Peaks Amethyst, I'll just share this piece here. This purple is a very rich.
Oh, deep, that's the one. Oh
my gosh. There we go. It's such a deep, rich, vibrant purple. And it, I mean, this doing it this way doesn't show you anything, but because there's no light behind it. But I have the pictures. Well, there's a picture of it up on the when you bid. That vibrancy, that's how vibrant it is. So that particular piece, I mean, that's a pretty rare piece. And then the backstory that goes with it, it's pretty amazing. So so if it's something that you really want, the only thing that we ask is make sure that you can deliver on whatever you're going to pledge. Mm-hmm. So make it realistic. Don't jump things up so that nobody else has a prayer and then you can't come through. Don't be that person. Keep it polite. But yeah, we can keep bidding and then it'll go until 5 p.m. Friday. And at that point, I'm going to turn off all comments and whoever the highest bidder is, we'll notify you in a post and ask for your email address. You'll get an invoice if you need shipping. You just have to let us know upfront. Shipping in the United States is a friend.
It's Wick.
Oh my God.
Is that the approval?
Apparently.
Yeah. So the easiest way that we've figured out to do it is just a flat shipping for everybody in the United States. And then if any of my international friends want to bid on stuff, you're more than welcome to bid on things. But you're going to cover the cost of all the shipping all the way. So.
Especially if your exchange is more than a dollar.
Yeah. So heads up on that. But yeah, so that's it. I mean, I love fundraisers and I love helping people and I've been doing different fundraisers for years and it's great to help, you know, really deserving organizations, but sometimes it's nice to be able to help the people that you actually know too. So I'm very happy to be able to chip in and help.
I'm so excited and I'm super grateful. Even if like if one piece sells, you know what? That's I'm
yeah. I kind of feel like maybe at least one piece might.
The cat. I love how your animals always find a way to distract. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Bruce tear down your backdrop in a while. I might have to shout that out. Thank you, Joan. Joan, this is incredible. I've been all excited all week. So gracious to do this and been so patient with us to do this. But all in all, I'm so excited and so thankful. You okay?
Sorry. He's gonna roll onto my keyboard and I'm gonna end up disconnected or some shit. He's a very aggressive, like,
oh, he's header. A cuddle bug.
Like, He wants the aggressive pet. So like he jams his head into your hand. Like he's very aggressive.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Aggressive love. Mm.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
I was in my head, I almost said he's an aggressive lover, but that's kind of an awkward thing to say about a pet. So I opted not to.
You're
welcome.
Yeah.
So if I Well, you follow, most people follow us on Facebook. We'll post it on the Facebook page. We'll post it on our profiles. And you have to click the photo of the jewelry that you want to bid on that jewelry. Don't do the all around, I want to bid
on the
generic.
Specific photo.
Yep.
Because I have a feeling that somebody's gonna be like, I want this, and I'll be like, you're not gonna get that if you comment in the general area.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna see that.
Yeah.
Wow, he's aggressive, so aggressive. Like, wants that love.
Yeah. I think he just connected your mic. Yep. And this is why we're doing the fundraiser.
Da. It doesn't slow cats down. I think it can hear a cat meow.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
How did I hear the cat meow?
Oh, I think it was just, it might have been actually outside of my apartment. There was some equipment, then it sounded like a loud squeak. God.
Okay.
Oh, there we are.
There you are.
Jesus. See? That's what I'm saying. Yep. He muted me. Like,
now he may not get along with London just yet, but I think that London's been like, get on the desk.
Right.
Get on the desk, especially when they have live streams. Get on the desk. Uh-huh.
That's
So what was I saying? I got distracted by the cat. The fundraiser is tomorrow. It's featuring all of Joan's handmade, handcrafted jewelry. That most of the stones were picked by her and sanded down and made into these beautiful, beautiful pieces.
I swear to God.
Oh my God, they're both coming after you. I think that's the cue to go.
Cue.
I can't stop laughing. be sure to tune into our social media. We have some upcoming guests. We want to thank Joan for being here. We want to thank all of you for supporting us and joining the conversation tonight. Be sure to at 9 a.m. tomorrow, get on Joan's Facebook. It's public. It's a public post.
Yep.
So it's not like hidden somewhere. And we'll share it out as well. Thank you, Joan, again.
I don't want to share my screen. What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
It's fine. I'm fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. We're good.
Hi, Brian. We're at the tail end, but thank you again for tuning in, and we will see you next week. And good night.
Good night, y'all. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.